Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley here on a Sunday in Corpus as the Saudis go for the series victory here today. And Coley, it's been another good week overall. It feels like the two losses really have boiled down to two bad singular innings in the two games. But your general takeaways on the series?
Yeah, man, it's one game at a time. Today is a different day. I know we didn't play our best game yesterday, but it's over. All we have to do is take care of business today, so our trip can be a little shorter after you win back to Amarillo. So
Yeah, the bus drives faster after a win, right?
Yeah.
Daniel Egan today already pitched amazingly well in the first game of this series, and we talked about him last week, and I think we both were feeling that he was close to a breakthrough. We saw that Tuesday. What do you hope he can do today?
You know, I think he's in great spot. It's going to be his second outing this week. I know he threw the ball well Tuesday here, and he was landing his breakable for a strike, changeup for a strike, so he's attacking hitters, always working ahead, and he took advantage of that. You know, he's feeling good, he's doing good, and happy to see him bouncing back.
In this series, the rotation has the best starting ERA in the Texas League. It's been a great week for most all the starters. What do you think they've been able to do to set the bullpen up for success as well?
They're making an adjustment, man. I think it's always the first month and a half of the season. Players want to do too much. You know, they need to find themselves, the rhythm, you know. And I know as a manager, I've been lucky and blessed to have good arms. You know, the starters, you know, they've been doing such a great job. Now we have a new catcher, O'Neill, who has great experience behind the plate. So he's doing a great job with the game calling, helping our young arms.
For Gavin Conocello, he's had a huge week. I think we've been kind of waiting for him to break out, and here it is this week. What do you think he's done this week specifically? Obviously, he's used the backside of the field really well.
It's that simple. He's swinging his pitch. He's not missing it. He's swinging a strike, and his swing is more short and compact, and he just barreled the ball, man. Like, that's how the baseball works sometimes. You know, it takes 1 week, 2 weeks to get in that rhythm, and he's doing great.
Two more homers this week for Manny Pena, and you touched a little bit earlier in the season about how you felt like his winter ball experience this past winter really helped him. Can you expand on that and what you think he's brought to this season from that experience?
This is my third year managing Manny, and his swing played different. He's stronger. He worked so hard in the offseason, and now it's kind of hard to see a guy with high A level and double A, you know, experience playing every day in winter league for the Toros in Dominican Republic, because the competition down there is crazy. So it's a reason why, you know, he's been one of the best hitters in the league. He's driving the ball well, and he's playing good baseball, man. And like, he's getting more mature and stronger. So you can see the result. He's driving the ball well.
Speaking of experience, Gene Walters has shown up here and been a real big contributor, and he's in the lineup today. It's not easy to come back from AAA to AA and immediately just lock it right in. What has impressed you about him?
You know, he doesn't impress me, man. He does everything right. He's one of those players, like, it doesn't matter where he goes, he's always get the job done. He's just like a spark plug in the team, you know. We call him the Chinese. You know, he's flair, but he played the game right. He enjoyed the game, and he's one of the best utilities we have in the minor league system, no doubt. And I know I feel bad for him. He just got back from AAA, but he's going to do the right thing and help this team. And I know at some point he's going to go back.
Last one for you. This team has played its best away from home this year. What do you think has clicked in this clubhouse as far as being a really strong road team?
You know, it's kind of crazy because I was talking with the boys earlier, and it's just like more like they get to know each other, and the chemistry, they care, they want to win. They know we only like 2.5 game behind. We're in the hunt, trying to win the first half. And, you know, we had those conversations like, you know, it's nothing better in baseball than when you pop those bottle of champagne and you had the celebration. That's a memory you're never going to forget in your career. So they start feeling it. We're probably like 30, 35 games away before the first half is over. And we had this conversation. They brought it up, and I'm aboard. Like, they're excited. They want to compete. They want to do their best and get it done.
If this team can win one of the halves of the Texas League, I think the party's going to be a good one.
It's going to be great. It's always going to be great.
Coley, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.